Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by BSO and ABF Creative, and is scheduled for one fall. And on the mic, we have the one and only Robert Latow.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take the wave from your boy. Messing with your boy, better pray for your boy. It's Robert Latow. Keep that same energy podcast. Let's get to the opening bell. I got stats for you. Stats. You got two quarterbacks. Two games into the season. So you got to take all this with a grain of salt. But I'm going to be trying to make a point here, so just follow along with me. Two quarterbacks, two games in 2021. Both quarterbacks are 1-1. One quarterback has a completion percentage of 56%, has 449 yards passing, three TDs, one INT, 79 yards rushing. The other quarterback, 1-1. Has a 66% completion percentage, 474 yards, two touchdowns passing, two interceptions, 193 yards rushing, and two rushing TDs. One of these quarterbacks is Lamar Jackson. The other quarterback is Josh Allen. Just, you know, it's not a game. I don't need you to guess. The first quarterback with the 56% completion percentage is Josh Allen. The second quarterback is Lamar Jackson. Now, which of these quarterbacks are being told that they can't pass? Which of these quarterbacks are being told that the league has figured them out? Which of these quarterbacks is dealing with injuries all over the offensive line, wide receivers, running backs, defensive line, D-backs? It's not Josh Allen. It's Lamar Jackson. Now, let me preface this by saying I think both Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are both going to be great quarterbacks in this league for a very long time. But what was the one thing about Josh Allen that was concerning when he came into the NFL? It was his accuracy, right? Now, last year, he was very accurate, 68%. But the years previous, he wasn't. And actually, his 56 completion percentage is kind of more in line with his entire career. Lamar Jackson has completed 10 less passes, but for almost 20 more yards. Lamar Jackson average a pass per attempt is 8.5 yards. Josh Allen is 5.3. But one is being told that they're not a passer. And the other one, yeah, nobody's really talking about him at all. Now, is it a product that one's in Buffalo and one's in Baltimore? Maybe. But it's also one is black and one is white. One is a prolific runner, even though the other one runs as well. But he's a prolific runner. So therefore, he gets talked about differently. One's an MVP. One's won a playoff game. They both won playoff games. Say, well, maybe Lamar Jackson, more at risk. They've both been sacked four times this season. That's exactly the same. Josh Allen is throwing the ball 42 times a game, but only averaging 224 yards passing. So Lamar Jackson is more efficient at the moment. It's early. I mean, these things, you know, hash out over the year, and I think Josh Allen will be fine. I'm not, this is not a condemnation of Josh Allen. This is about sports media and how they don't keep that same energy when it comes to certain players. That's it. And like I said, it's different because I'm not naive. I mean, Lamar Jackson has been on national television twice. Both of his games have been high-profile games, Monday night and a Sunday night. Because, you know, he's a star. And, you know, they like to put on stars on national TV. Just saying, I would like the media to keep that same energy. You don't figure out someone like Lamar Jackson. It's like, you know what I mean? Why haven't they figured out Tom Brady? Tom Brady's 74 years old. They had plenty of time to figure him out. It's not like he's back there, you know, doing spin moves in the pocket. You don't figure out generational talent. You try to slow it down. You know Lamar Jackson likes to run, so you try to get some fumbles. Maybe he's a little loose with the ball. You know Josh Allen has some accuracy issues, so maybe you try to confuse him a bit with the coverage. That's what gets me, you know, like, you know, the first two getting out there, Lamar Jackson's accuracy. And yeah, he had some passes that floated on him. He missed some easy passes. He had some bad interceptions, especially, you know, last night, even in the comeback win against the Chiefs. But he completes 66% of his passes. And they're not short passes. That's the thing. It's not like, you know, it's not like a bunch of wide receiver screens. Like I said, he has 10 less completions than Allen, but more yards and way more yards per attempt because he has almost like 30 less attempts. These are the facts. This is not me making this up. These are the facts. I'm speaking facts. These are stats. Facts. But, yeah. With black people, they like to put us in a box. I love seeing, you know I don't like the term black quarterback. Because nobody says, you know, white receiver. Like, you know, I don't really like that. What I like to say is that I like the quarterbacks that are black balling out. And I like them. I like when they just are able to do their thing. I think so many quarterbacks who were black in the past have been trying to get pigeonholed and not really taking advantage of their skill set. Now the it's caught up. The offenses are now catered to their skill set, and they're out here balling out. And like I said, this is not no condemnation of Josh Allen or any white quarterback. It's just, everybody should be allowed to do them. And if it's effective, that's good. Like I always say, the yards, how you get the yards don't matter. It counts. For example, I'll give you some more stats. We talking stats because these are facts. These are facts, right? I'm not lying to you. These are facts. Let's look at the game last night, Baltimore, Kansas City, right? You know Patrick Mahomes, he's a baller, right? Patrick Mahomes is a baller. 24 for 31, 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, massive rating, 131.5, right? Well, here's the thing, though. Lamar Jackson, let me pull up my calculator, had 239 yards passing. Had 107 yards run, right? That's 346. Mahomes had 3 yards rushing. That's 346. You understand what I'm saying? It's both 336. Lamar Jackson had 3 total touchdowns and 2 INTs. Mahomes had 3 touchdowns and 1 INT. So, just listen to me. So combined, Patrick Mahomes attributed 346 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Lamar Jackson contributed 346 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 INTs. There's no difference. They just got them in a different way. It's the yards. They don't differentiate the yards. Yards are yards. How you get them don't matter. If a wide receiver ran for 50 yards and caught 50 yards of passes, it's still 100 yards. Doesn't matter. It matters to the white media how they get the yards. They want Lamar Jackson to, you know, throw for 500 yards. And never forget, never, ever, ever forget that this quote-unquote running quarterback led the NFL in passing TDs. Now, that should be an impossibility based on what the media tells you. He's led, there was 31 other quarterbacks and probably more that started that year. So all of their traditional quarterbacks, all the quarterbacks they love started that year. Nobody had more passing TDs than Lamar Jackson while having 1,000 yards rushing. If Lamar Jackson, if Tim Tebow would have been doing the things that Lamar Jackson has done this early in his career, they'd already put him in the Hall of Fame. They already put him in the Hall of Fame. And that's just facts.
What in the blue hell?
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, it must be said. Nobody else is going to say it. Some strange things going on in that family. It really is. I mean, you've seen the video by now of Jackson Mahomes, Patrick's TikTok brother, pouring water on the Ravens fan. Like, in any form of life, you know, pouring a drink, throwing a drink, pouring water on someone, that's grounds to get your jaw, your chin checked, your jaw clocked, to get stole on, as we used to say back in the day. You know, he did it from the comfort of his luxury suite. So, you know, he couldn't get beat up. But, I mean, but there's some fundamentally, there's some stuff wrong in that family. And I say that, and I like Patrick Mahomes. Don't get me wrong. I think he is an okay guy. Seems to help a lot of people. Seems to be well-liked. Seems to be humble. He was right out there, you know, when a lot of people wasn't talking about the police brutality and all of that stuff. He was right there getting the commissioner to apologize to Black Lives Matter in his basement. Seems like a good dude. No issues with him. Obviously an outstanding player. Teammates love him. You know, it's not like Aaron Rodgers, a.k.a. CM Punk, crying about stuff all the time. Seems like a solid individual. Which just makes you scratch your head sometimes about what's going on around him. And I understand, something like, you know, your family is your family. So there's nothing you can really do to change that. And I understand even the fiance situation, because she was with him when he was a 3-star recruit, wasn't heavily recruited. You can't say in high school people thought that he would be an NFL quarterback. You got to remember, if you count backups, there's let's say, and even if you count it the practice squad, there's about 80 quarterbacks that are signed to NFL teams in the world, right? 80 quarterbacks. Now, there's many, many, many colleges out there. They all need quarterbacks and backup quarterbacks. The chances of probably a non-5-star recruit, 4-star recruit becoming an NFL starting quarterback are low. Just making it to the NFL is low. you know, if you go to a certain school, you got a, you know, a good shot. You know, but that's not even guaranteed. There's only so many spots. So there was no one in high school, even though he was balling out, that was like, I'm going to bet my mortgage, I'm going to bet my life savings that Patrick Mahomes is going to be an all-world, once-in-a-lifetime, you know, a generational quarterback. And his girl was with him back then. You know, back when he was just, you know, a little nerdy high school quarterback. I mean, I don't give him too much, you know, grief for that. You know, because, you know, he could have dropped her and you know, got with the Najee model. No problem at all. So he stayed loyal. And she's, you know, like family. But with that being said, first off, Jackson has a rep of, and let's just be honest, of just being an asshole. I mean, that's just a kind of a weird asshole at that. And he uses, you know, the fact that he's gay sometimes as a shield. Like, it's the thing about, you know, sexuality or anything these days, right, is that if you just make an assessment of someone, that means you're some sort of phobic, right? Like, if you like someone's gay and you like they're an asshole, then you're homophobic, you know, even though the two don't equate, right? If someone is 500 pounds, right, in a bikini, man or woman, and you're like, man, you're fat, somehow your body shape, you know, but, you know, 400, 500 pound people walking around, I mean, that's the term fat. That's what they are. You know, I don't put on a couple of quarantine pounds. Someone's like, hey, Rob, you're looking a little husky. I wouldn't get offended. I wouldn't say you're body shaming my curves. But that's the thing. So he's gay. He thinks he can get away with everything. But he's an asshole. And, you know, Brittany is entitled. She's more or less a Karen. And she's white. She's entitled. She, you know, yells a lot. And they are both known to be, you know, because Patrick is really good. They're both known to be giving it to the opposing team's fans. So you can give it, but you can't take it. Sorry, I was throwing something in the trash. You give it, you can't take it. Now, add in the fact that the mom is MAGA, right? And, you know, anti-vax and anti-Kaepernick, anti-Black Lives Matter. She's all of that. You know, she's white. And you just, you know, Pops, you never hear from Pops. That's kind of wild to me. I don't care if you date, you know, white women. But, you know, if you date white women and they're, you know, anti-Black Lives Matter and you're a black man, that gotta be a little strange, right? And I'm not even bringing in, you know, Travis Kelce's girlfriend who sat right there while he poured the water. She doesn't even look like she cared if they win or lose. She just, you know, care about the vacations. That, you know. But like I said, Patrick seems cool. You know, so maybe he, you know, he's used to it. You know, he's been around these people all his life and he just ignores it and he goes plays ball. But that was unacceptable. And if he would have got punched in his jaw, I wouldn't have said nothing. I wouldn't have said the fan was wrong. And the fan, you know, I could tell he's one of them annoying white guys. I get it. But as long as he wasn't, you know, being disrespectful or using any type of racial slurs or gay slurs. I mean, him saying, I feel so sorry for you, bye-bye. That's not warranted of getting thrown water on you. And it wasn't like Jackson came out and said, you know, he said something wrong to him. He said, oh, man, he was thirsty. So that just lets me know that he just did it because he thought he could. It's weak sauce. Need to get punched in the jaw for that. On a totally different subject, Amber Rose says she's returning to the whole life at the age of 37 after her latest boyfriend cheated on her with 12 side chicks. She's joining Brittany Renner, who had a good time at the Panthers game over the weekend. And, you know, it's sad, honestly. It's sad. You know, this goes for everybody. This is not just, you know, Amber Rose, or this is you, me, it's everybody. Like, we're in a weird time in history. I think it's tough on all, everybody. Like, mentally. I think we're all going through a little something. We all have had some ups and downs, some bumps in the road. It's just tough. I saw this graphic, and it was kind of jarring to me. It said, you know, the difference between 1980 and 2021 is the same difference between 1939 and 1980. And that jarred me for a bit. Because just think of everything, you know, if you were around in 1939, and then you get to 1980, you know? Like, yeah, that's, you know, 41 years. And a lot of stuff happened in those 41 years. But for us that are living, you know, like, I'm in my 40s. It's like, man, I can't, like, vividly remember 1980. But, you know, I can remember the 90s. You know what I mean? That's a long time ago. When you really think about it. I guess 30 years ago. Like, you see all this stuff, you know, 30 years, this album was released, or 25 years since this person passed, or 20 years since this TV show went off the air. Like, you know, I'm watching Seinfeld reruns. That's from, like, 98. It's like 20 plus years ago. You don't really think of it like that, and then you really think about it, and you're like, the change happens as you're going along, but then you realize what big changes they are. Like, they have the iPhone, what, 13 is coming out, right? And they come out, what, basically every year. Right? So that's like 13 years of iPhone. But I remember having a BlackBerry when that was like a thing, a Sidekick, a pager. Like, all this technology. And Shane, doing something like, there was no podcast 10 years ago. You know, it was like, you know, you did radio. You know, podcasting. Like, people could tell Robbie should get on the TikToks and do TikTok. You know, like, TikTok, like, you know, social media. Like, I remember the initial social media was like chat rooms and MySpace. In the really early stuff of Facebook. And then you even think of something like Twitter. Twitter's like 13 years old now. It's a really long time. So you take someone like Amber Rose, who's 37 and has been through some very highs and some very lows. And, you know, her mental health is probably not right. Like, it's harder to tell with Brittany Renner, like, if she's, you know, because sometimes when you live your truth, like, that helps your mental health because you're not putting on any type of pretense or anything. But, like, I think everybody's mental health is all jacked up. It's really all jacked up. I don't even know what to say. Like, you shouldn't be returning to the whole life at 37. I equated it to Evander Holyfield fighting. It's like, you know, all these old guys fighting, you know, Oscar De La Hoya and all these other guys trying to fight. It's like everybody's trying to recapture something instead of just moving on. Really sad. Well, like I said, we're all jacked up because we have, it's a gift and a curse. Like anything in life, it's just a gift and a curse. Like, the thing that, you know, normally helps you rise up could also be the same thing that tears you down. You know, when you see someone like Michael K. Williams overdosing, and, you know, you go back and you read some of the stuff, how he says he dealt with addiction, and, you know, just, you know, the roles that made him famous, also the roles that took so much from him. You know, you see these people dying early for this. It's like everything, all this stuff that made you can break you if you don't really pay attention and focus on your mental health and your own happiness and self-care and stuff like that. And it's all consuming. It's just too many people with too many opinions. Just too much. It's just too much. It's the information overload. Sometimes you got, you know, I like to read books. Sometimes you got to sit down and read a book. One of the reasons I used to love, you know, it's kind of harder with the Rona, but one of the reasons I used to love going to the movies, like, by myself, in the afternoon, was because it was just 2 to 3 hours of you just being in a moment alone by yourself, watching the movie. No, you know, not messing with your phone, not on social media, not. It just was just there, just enjoying the entertainment. And it's kind of like that, you know, even though, you know, you can't go to the movies, you know, you got all the streaming stuff. Sometimes you just got to sit and be like, you know something? This movie I want to watch or this series I want to watch was going to sit and I'll take 2-3 hours. I was telling, I've told a few people this. I told my friend Yuri. I've told my wife about this, my best friend Rita and Sam. I tell them that it's there are certain parts of social media that are like great. Like I think when like a game is on or a fight is on or an award show or versus or something like that, and people are interacting with everybody about this particular event or these events and stuff, I think that can be very therapeutic. But then like that's like only on the weekends. Like, you know, Monday through, you know, Thursday, Monday through Friday, social media is just terrible. It's like, it's just negativity on top of negativity. It's like every single week. And if it's your job, like most of it is, to somewhat stay connected to that, it really drains you over a period of time. So I say all of that, you know, not to, you know, I don't want to pass judgment on Amber Rose or Brittany Renner or the chick that just had Tyler Hero's baby and Von Miller's stripper situation and stuff. It's just that everybody should take a deep breath and focus less on what everybody else thinks about them or what's going on or making their lives so public, and then just in a private moment try to enjoy themselves and keep their own inner peace.
The Injustice League.
So Nicki Minaj's cousin friend got blue balls or swollen balls from the COVID vaccine, allegedly. That caused a big fuss. You know what it is? It's not so much that celebrities or entertainers or rappers are talking, because they always have, and they don't necessarily say the smartest, you know, things. It's just, once again, it's the way that our society now consumes information. Like, they literally had people out protesting the vaccine with Nicki Minaj, like, posters and signs and stuff, and Tucker Carlson was talking about it on the show for like a whole week, and they were trying to find the cousin's friend and stuff. And I wonder at times, are we just a dumb society? You know, when they made The Matrix, I don't know if they really realized how people would be like, you know something? That would make sense because we're so easily, you know, manipulated. And this is not even a pro-vax, anti-vax, you know, type of rant. It's more of a, rules type of thing. And I say that in the sense that people have to understand, right, that there is no freedom, really. There's no real democracy, per se. This is not really a free society. You hear that a lot. It's a free society. Free, not particularly. Literally everything you do on a daily basis has some sort of contractual obligation. And that's the reason that you do it, right? Just think about your average day, right? You know, if you go to, you know, Starbucks to start your day, you know, they have rules in place. You know, you have to have a shirt on. You have to have shoes on. You have to pay them, you know, for the services. And those are rules. That's what you have to do. If it's their place of business, they say if you want coffee from Starbucks, you have to have a shirt on. That's a rule. No different than a mask. You know, I'm sure a lot of us would like to walk around, especially in the summer, with no shirt on and just get whatever we want. It's just a rule, right? You get in your car, they say, hey, you got to go 40 miles an hour. That's the rule. Your car obviously goes more than 40 miles an hour. Well, hell, you can go less if you like. But the rule is, if we catch you going more than 40 miles an hour, we're going to make you pay an amount of money. That's the rule, right? The rule also says that, you know, you have to have your seatbelt on. You have to. That's the rule. You have to have a driver's license to actually drive. That's the rule. You want to come home, you want to watch, you know, TV? Well, you got to pay the bill. You want to watch Disney Plus? You got to pay the monthly fee. That's in the contract. It's not free. You want to get on the internet and you want to do all of this stuff? It's not free. Even the protesting. If you think about it, you have to follow certain guidelines. Do you not? You know, you can't protest on certain property. You can't walk on certain streets. You have to keep a certain distance away. Even your protest has rules. Now, with a vaccine, it's just, are you going to follow the rule or not? If you don't have a job, you don't have nothing to complain about. You don't have to get a vaccine. If you don't want to, if you don't have somewhere that you have to go, or you don't want to do certain things, like if you want to go to Italy, and Italy says you got to, you know, have a vaccine to go to Italy, if you don't want to get it, don't go to Italy. It's pretty simple. These are rules. So I honestly think that Nicki Minaj made that up because she didn't get an invite to the Met Gala. She had to make something up. But I'm sure she, her cousin's friend, yeah, I mean, that's what group chats and people say stuff all the time. He was probably cheating. Got gonorrhea or something, STD. But, you know, he's not going to tell that out loud. It's funny to me, you know, people at Fox News, nah, no vaccine, there's no, they can't go in the building without being vaccinated. The president's vaccinated. Trump's vaccinated. All of the Congress people are vaccinated. It's like, are you that stupid? Are you that dumb? Or do you just want something to complain about? Is it about the rule or is it about control? Or perceived control? You see what I mean? You don't want to be told what to do unless you actually want to do it. You know, and that's why athletes, or politicians, I should say, when athletes are pro, like MAGA, then it's not stick to sports. When they pro black people, then it's stick to sports. See the difference? Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, really, nobody should be listening to any entertainer or athlete or anything like that. I mean, it's Nicki Minaj. I mean, she did a couple of good videos back in the day, had some good verses, but she's really not the person you should be taking health advice from.
Keep the same energy.
Lil Baby. There's so many lives. Lil Baby and Da Baby. It's a lot of babies. I don't know exactly when that became a thing in hip hop. The Lils and the Babies. Everybody was, you know. Everybody was either Lil or Young. You know, Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, Young Jock. There used to be some creativity in hip hop names. Not until like the LL Cool J. Cool Mo D, Biz Markie, Big Daddy Kane, Wu-Tang Clan. Like, hell, even Eminem and the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, EPMD, Eric and Parrish Making Dollars, A Tribe Called Quest. Like, I mean, we used to have some really, really good name. You know something? This has nothing to do with what I'm getting ready to talk about. I mean, give me a list of the 50 greatest rappers. Let me hit up a list of the 50 greatest rappers. What is this? T.I.'s list? Like, these are some, Busta Rhymes. You know, Rakim, Eazy-E, Method Man, Talib Kweli. You know what I'm saying? There's this list. You know, I'm not saying Tupac, because that's his real name. Ice Cube, Scarface, Kool G Rap, Slick Rick. You know what I mean? Big Pun. Well, biggest, you know. Black Thought, The GZA, Master Ace. They got Master Ace ahead of Kool Moe Dee. I don't know what's up with that. That's not right. Corrupt, The Ghost Face Killer, Can I Bust, Jada Kiss. These have some really good names. Some really good names. Dale the Funky Homo Sapien. Now everybody's just Lil and the Baby. Everybody's the baby and Leo. Leo this, Leo that, the baby, 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 baby. There's no creativity. Hey, NBA Youngboy, that's not bad. And well, at first I thought it was about basketball. Then I thought I was like never broke again. Like, I get it. Granted, he got 8 kids and he's 21 years old. But the name is not bad. The name is not bad. And is there a whole like little NBA crew? I don't know. Yeah, but Lils and too many babies and Lils and stuff. Yeah, too many Lils and babies. But what I was going to talk about is Lil Baby. I got scammed with a fake watch, paid $400,000 for the watch. And he didn't even know it was fake. There's an Instagram page that points out rappers with fake jewelry and fake watches. And they're like, fake, 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 fake. That's a Seinfeld reference. And then Lil Baby, he had to get his money back. And so, and look, man, the reason I'm talking about this is that athletes and rappers have been getting scammed by jewelers since I was a teenager. Now, in some instances, the rapper and the athlete is part of the scam. You know, you wear a fake chain. You get those store-bought diamonds instead of the real ones. That I didn't realize that until I got an engagement ring. And I'm like, what's the difference? Like, this is that's a man-made diamond. It's like thousands of dollars cheaper than one that I guess they had to get from Africa. You learn something new every day. You get them cubic zirconias. When I was a kid, we used to go to a place in the mall. And, you know, they still have them if you go to malls. Shockingly enough, we get to a place called Trendsetter. And at Trendsetter, you can get you a nice shiny watch, a nice shiny chain, a 2-for-1 special. Like, maybe they were like $40 a piece. But instead of paying 80, you can get 2 for $60 or something like that. Now, the only problem was they were so fake, you really can only wear it maybe twice before it started going, like, turning green and stuff. Your gold started turning silver. Your silver, you know, started looking a little gray. You know, your diamonds start popping out of your ring and stuff. I remember I had one of them fake rings, and this girl, she knew, this ain't fake. It's real. Even though I was working at the call center. This real. I was like, it's real. Said it with my chest. And she's like, I know it's not real because diamonds have to breathe, and it was closed off on the back end. But yeah, a lot of your rappers are getting swindled for fake diamonds. Is that the printer? Wife's printed something. I don't know if you guys want to hear the printer or not. It's too late. It's already happening. And I'm almost done. So what can we do? What can you do? Right? So yeah, it's a lot of stuff being printed. It's like 18 pages. What the hell is going on around here? Please hold. All right, the pages are done. So yeah, a lot of people getting swindled. $400,000. Like, it's not, you know, it's not my job to pocket watch. To tell people what they should spend their money on. I mean, someone can say, hey, you know, I don't think you should spend $100 a month on comic books. That's why I don't like the pocket watch. I mean, if you want to buy a $400 watch, $400,000 watch, that's your prerogative. I mean, I have a few watches here that probably costs too much, not $400,000. Costs maybe, you know, a decent amount. Just don't, you know, don't get swindled though, because what happens is you try to resell that or break down the diamonds, they'll be like, this worth $40. They got this from trendsetters. Be careful out there, young rappers, young athletes. First off, you don't want to get robbed. And, you know, second off, you know, you don't want any problems. With your jewelry. You don't want to get your chain snatched. Even though it's probably a lot better to get your chain snatched if you only pay $40 at trendsetters. Just something to think about. I appreciate you listening. Please follow me on Twitter at BSO, Facebook Black Sports Online, Instagram and YouTube BSOTV. Big shout out to ABF Creative for helping put this podcast together. I'm out.